Chapter 73. When she awoke again, broad day was shining through the lofty openings in the walls, and, stealing in slanting rays but midway down, seemed to make the building darker than it had been at night. The clang and tumult were still going on, and the remorseless fires were burning fiercely as before, for few changes of night and day brought rest or quiet there. Her friend parted his breakfast a scanty mess of coffee, and some coarse bread with the child and her grandfather, and inquired whither they were going. She told him that they sought some distant country place remote from towns, or even other villages, and with a faltering tongue inquired what road they would do best to take. "I know little of the country," he said, shaking his head, "for such as I pass all our lives before our furnace doors, and seldom go forth to breathe. But there are such places yonder." "And far from here?" said Nell. "Aye, surely. How could they be near us, and be green and fresh? The road lies through miles and miles, all lighted up by fires like ours, a strange black road, and one that would frighten you by night." "We are here, and must go on," said the child boldly, for she saw that the old man listened with anxious ears to this account. "Rough people paths never made for little feet like yours, a dismal blighted way is there no turning back, my child."
"There is none," cried Nell, pressing forward.
"If you can direct us, do. If not, pray do not seek to turn us from our purpose. Indeed, you do not know the danger that we shun, and how right and true we are in flying from it, or you would not try to stop us, I am sure you would not."
"God forbid, if it is so."
Said their uncouth protector, glancing from the eager child to her grandfather, who hung his head and bent his eyes upon the ground. "I'll direct you from the door, the best I can. I wish I could do more." He showed them then, by which road they must leave the town, and what course they should hold when they had gained it. He lingered so long on these instructions, that the child, with a fervent blessing, tore herself away, and stayed to hear no more. But, before they had reached the corner of the lane, the man came running after them, and, pressing her hand, left something in the two old, battered, smoke-encrusted penny pieces. Who knows but they shone as brightly in the eyes of angels, as golden gifts that have been chronicled on tombs. And thus they separated, the child to lead her sacred charge farther from guilt and shame, the laborer to attach a fresh interest to the spot where his guests had slept, and read new histories in his furnace fire. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.